Hello, everyone, and welcome back to episode 2 of Long Live the Queen. This is Simran.
This is Chinma.
And we are super excited to totally just jump into what we have today. But first, Chinma, how has your week been?
My week has been great, actually. Thank you for asking. It's just been a lot of homework, sleeping, and repeating throughout the week.
Yeah, what about you? Yeah, no, me too. It's been really, really stressful. All my friends and I, you know, we've had like a super long week, like a horrible, horrible, crappy week, like in terms of like stress and work. But last Friday, we went mini golfing. So that was a fun break. You guys, if you follow me on Instagram, when you enter your questions, you might have seen something on my story about it. But yeah, it was a good time. It was a nice break, and we're ready to start this week. It is Monday today as we record this, so.
Okay, that's great, though. But I'm glad you guys had a chance to, you know, just go have fun without any stress, because yeah, I know how that feels.
Letting loose is so important, I feel
so
like.
So important.
No, it, otherwise, like, I have zero motivation to do anything. And I think we talked about that in our last episode as well. Fun times. So without further ado, let's jump into what we have for today. So we have a few questions from you guys that you had submitted to our Instagram accounts anonymously. Mm-hmm. Well, they weren't anonymous, but we're going to make them anonymous. ironically enough, the first question that we have is, how does it feel to start a podcast? Chinma, do you want to answer that question?
I'll go first. I've actually really enjoyed being on this podcast. It's been such a great experience, a great extracurricular. Like, I actually encourage a lot of people at school to really do this, because I don't think people realize how fun and easy this club really is compared to a lot of clubs at UNCC. But it's been a great experience. My co-host has been great. The team has been great. And, you know, just in general, I just love podcasts more than regular TV sometimes, because we've talked about this before, but, you know, it's about personality, not about how you look, how you feel. It's just about straight your opinions and how you articulate them and how you explain them and how you can draw the viewers in without all the superficial, you know, outside look of somebody. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I just really enjoyed it. I love what our podcast is about too. Like, I really enjoyed that. I don't know nothing about sports and nothing about thriller movies. So I'm glad I'm in the lane that I need to be in. So what about you?
I absolutely love what this podcast has become, especially with you, Chinma. You know, like, just it feels like I'm talking to a friend, and, you know, and we're also interacting with you guys by answering your questions, and it's just so wonderful. And I'm so glad I get to do it in person. But to your point about podcasts in general, I absolutely love them for the same reason, because they are someone's personality in its rawest form, like through audio. Like, you just hear their voice for, like, however, like, you know, 30, 40 minutes. And, you know, you just get to, it's like you're spending time with that person. And, you know, I hope that's what you guys feel when you listen to us talk. You're just hanging out with friends. It's wonderful. I'm so happy to be here. So I guess that would be my answer to the first question. Do we want to jump into the rest of them?
Oh, yes. I got a question off of my Instagram, anonymous student 3467.
I hope you guys are ready for all the juicy tea.
Okay. So this shorty said, am I a bad person for wanting to break up with my boyfriend as soon as I get to college? All right, go ahead and take it off.
So to answer your question, girl, no, you should not feel bad for wanting to break up with your boyfriend. And if your question is, should I break up with him? You know, me and Chinma sort of discussed these questions earlier, but we both came to an agreement that if your heart is not 100% in the relationship, let him go. Because if you're doubting it, like, even in the slightest, if you don't have trust in the other person, or if you're not feeling the relationship 100%, that's just, it's not fair to yourself, and it's not fair to the other person either.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know if you noticed this, but I've seen a lot of people nowadays love wasting other people's time, and I'm sick of the movement. We have to end that movement. Mm-hmm. We shouldn't be wasting other people's time for entertainment. And I think a lot of people do that nowadays. I think in general, I don't think people take relationships that serious as they used to. You know what I mean?
I feel that.
And, oh, girl, this is not directed towards you, because I promise you I'm on your side. But but just in general, I just feel like people don't have a core respect for relationships anymore.
Yeah.
And it's crazy, because I feel like I'm such a mixture. I feel like with me being African, I have such like old traditional values, but also being, you know, a 21st century feminist.
Yeah.
It's like, it's really hard when both things combine, because at first when I read the question, I thought in my head, okay, like, yeah, she just wants to go party. She just wants to like act reckless. Like, you know what I mean? That's how I would have answered a question 2 years ago. But now with more of a matured mind, and I can actually evaluate things from a, you know, adult perspective.
From an experienced perspective.
Experience, exactly. Good word, good word. I can honestly say, girl, like, girl, leave him. I low-key like to recommend girls who are in high school, in their high school relationships, to low-key be like, are you sure you want to be dating someone when you get to college?
Because, okay, high school relationships.
Let's get into it.
Do we want to talk about high school? Because I knew this one couple, right, who they went to my high school, and I don't know if I've said which high school I went to, so
Green Hope, right?
Nobody exposed them. But they were together since the seventh grade, all the way through the end of senior year. I kid you not. And I was
They've been together since seventh grade to senior year of high school.
And I was like, these guys are end game. Like, they're getting married. There's no way. And lo and behold, they are no longer together. Wow. Imagine that. They both went to different universities. And, you know, like when that happened, like you grow up in the same town. Mm-hmm. You go to the same high school. You see each other every single day.
You see the same people. Don't y'all get tired?
Every single day. Right. Of course, like there's, what's that psychology theory? You're in psychology. Where.
Oh, don't test my psych skills.
What's the one where like you start liking something because you see it?
I know what you're talking about, but. Yeah, I can't remember the exact word, but I know exactly where you're heading with what you're saying.
Yeah, like if you like hate someone, but like you see them every single day of your life, you will end up like
liking them. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. So
because we're being forced to like something because that's all we've known.
Yeah.
See, let me tell you something about relationships like that. Let's change the subject for a little second. 1 second, we'll come back. If someone's in a relationship from seventh, you're 12 years old, like. Forget everything for 1 second. You are a 12-year-old little girl. And then you guys date from seventh grade to your senior year of high school. You are 18 years old. And the craziest part with dating someone for that long is where they did it in their lifespan. They started dating at the pivotal moment of who they were. Because you start developing who you are as a person around that age.
Mm-hmm.
So it literally feels like you never even grown. Like, how do you even grow in a relationship where you've been there since before you even started your first period? Like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, okay, Chinma with the psychology theory coming through.
You not come through?
No, but literally, like, it's so crazy because, you know, when you're like 18 or even when you're a freshman in college, if you're still with your like high school boyfriend, you're like, okay, let's make long distance work or let's keep this relationship going. Even if you both go to, even if you both go to the same college, you know, like it's like you are like however many miles away from your home, exposed to people, exposed to jobs, exposed to a workplace that you've never been at before. And if your significant other is not letting you explore that and be independent, and if they're weighing you down in any way, leave them.
Leave them. No, literally. You know what's crazy about, like, you know, how we were just talking about how, you know, being around the same people and all that. Guys, just going to a different city in North Carolina is completely different. Fuquay, Raleigh, Charlotte, and Durham are 4 different countries. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you that right now.
No, literally.
All you have to do is just go an hour away from any, even if you're not from North Carolina, even if you're from any state, some of these cities are completely different from the last.
Literally.
So it's crazy how people will go to a completely, I promise you, I don't know this girl at all. And even if I did know her, I wouldn't tell her business, of course, on our podcast. But I'm guessing that she probably grew up in a smaller town, maybe not something big. She knows the same people, the same differences. So coming to college and seeing completely different environment, completely different type of people, making
different
new
guys.
Friends. Can we get into it? Let's get into it.
Okay, no, listen.
Ladies, do not limit yourself. You are in your 20s,
Every
okay?
guy is an experience. And if you want to experience all of them, experience all of them.
Be who you need to be, okay? Yeah. Don't let anybody tell you what you're doing is wrong because they don't know your life. They don't know your story. They don't know what you're going through for the reasons why you're doing what you need to do. So in a weird way, I feel like this girl asks us this question because she felt guilty. And I want you to tell, like, girl, what number did I say? 564, apostrophe, whatever. Do not feel like you have to stay with him because of history. History is not love. History does not sustain anything. Yeah. And that's a problem I see with a lot of people. People feel like just because of a length of a relationship determines the quality of the relationship. Let me tell you something. I could be with a guy for 3 months and that could have been the best, like the love of my life. I loved him so much, my everything. I could have been with a guy for 2 years. It's nothing to me. You know, you get what I'm saying?
No. Oh, my gosh. Because I literally know a few people like that. Like girls who are with guys who put in zero effort, who make them anxious all the time. But they're like, oh, we've been together for like 5 years. And, you know, I think
it's not giving.
Like it's not giving what it was meant to be given. Like,
you're right.
Like, oh, I think he's determined to marry me. So we're going to stay together. Like, if he's making you unhappy on a daily basis, if he's not putting in the effort. What are you doing?
Just hit into another topic. It is so crazy how this is opening up new and new conversations. Girls, do not steal from a man because you think he will marry you in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Why settle?
Why?
Why?
Why? You tell me.
Literally, I don't know why. A lot of girls have this thing where they'll stay with a guy who disrespects them, who cheats on him, he does whatever he wants to her. But she stays because she's like, okay, in the hopes I'll be a missus. Let me tell you something, ladies. If your goal is to be a missus, that's where the problem is.
If you would rather be miserable with some guy's last name than be independent and living your best life single, that's an issue.
That's a big issue. And I feel like that's what a lot of girls' concept of marriage is, and it's sad. Mm-hmm. Even though I am African and I have really traditional values, of course, like me, like I want to get married, like I want to have kids, like I don't want to have kids before marriage. Like in that traditional sense, yes, I'm traditional in that sense. But at the same time, if I get married when I'm 40, it happens. If I get married when I'm 35, okay. If I get married next year, it happens. I just feel as though girls, and you know what? I don't blame it on everybody. I blame it on our society too. But it just sucks that a lot of girls feel as though their goal is to be a wife and mom and their goal isn't to be who their true self is. And it's really sad, honestly.
Yeah, no, literally. Because like, I don't even know where to begin with this. Because it's like, there's so many women out there who are like, oh, okay, like I don't really want to like focus on being successful because, you know, I'll just marry rich. And like, you know, marry rich, like, okay, yes.
Okay,
like,
yes, queen, love
get that
it.
Bag, but breaking, like, but also focus on yourself, you know?
Focus on your, guys, let me tell you something.
Because if you don't value yourself.
No guy will ever value you.
Period.
Let me tell you something about guys. I've always said this, my friends call me a man hater, actually.
Oh my God. I support it. We support it, though.
But yes, my friends make a joke saying that I'm the man hater. It's even on my TikTok. I put like the man hater. Like, you know,
no
as a
way.
Joke. Yes. Yes. Let me tell you something about guys. Guys can be really useless, ladies. Let me just throw it out there.
And
for
also, guys can be really clueless if you don't tell them exactly
very
what
clueless,
you want.
Very, very oblivious. Like, it can be right in front of your face, but until you tell them to their face exactly what you need,
the
you want.
The number of times I will drop hints to my man and he will not understand. Like, he'll be like, oh, like, do you want to go to, like, whatever restaurant or do you want to, like, go to... you know, Bojangles. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, like, you know, it doesn't matter to me. Obviously wanting to go to the fancy restaurant.
I'm weak,
and
right.
I'd be like, okay, let's go to Bojangles. And I'm like,
damn,
man.
They really don't, like, honestly, they really don't see it. And let me tell you something else about a guy. Just because he's still with you doesn't mean he genuinely loves you.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of guys, and I have guy friends too, and that's why, like, I've, like, with my guy friends, it really opened my eyes to how really guys think, and it's just like, wow, guys suck, like, this is how they really think, but let me tell you something, guys, if a man doesn't treat you with respect while you guys are dating, he doesn't really care about you, because, yeah, certain guys can be assholes, like, it is what it is, you know, that's what it is, like, being a girl in your 20s dealing with guys, but at the same time, all my guy friends have said this. If a guy really likes you or if he really cares about you, he'll switch up his character just like that to make sure you have what you need.
If he wanted to.
If he wanted to, he would.
Exactly.
Exactly. Literally. Oh, my God. I forgot this quote. I forgot what quote it is. But it's like we're racing to the altar. But it's crazy how like Guys, we're trained to be wives, but guys aren't trained to be husbands, okay? Mm-hmm. So back to the original question of this whole thing.
Yeah.
Live your life before you become a wife and mother.
Yes.
Do not stay in this relationship and feel terrible that you can't experience certain things because you have a boyfriend. I mean, obviously, if you have a boyfriend, please be respectful of your relationship. Act accordingly. But if you feel like you don't want to do that anymore, please just break up with him. Please, girl.
If you're in a relationship and you don't see yourself growing, if you see yourself being held back in any way possible that you're like, oh, I kind of wish I could do this, but I can't because I'm in a relationship.
Right.
That's where you have to draw the line.
Draw the line.
Especially if you've just got to college and mm-hmm. you've just started to live on your own. This is when you're supposed to be finding new things to do. This mm-hmm. is when you're supposed to be going out and putting yourself out there. And if your current relationship is holding you back from that, it's not worth it.
It's not worth it at all. So are you the type to talk about... Okay, are you the type to say you date for marriage or you date and see where it goes?
I am the type... Okay. Let me give this a thought. I would say for marriage. Because I've been in a couple... one toxic relationship, and that wasn't great. But even then, I was dating because I was like, oh, totally gonna marry this person.
Yeah.
Didn't work out. They were pretty toxic. They were very much like, oh, I don't like you hanging out with these friends. I don't like you doing certain things. Like, you know, we do not like that. Obviously, we ended that. And now I'm with a guy who really respects me. He, like, you know, he empowers me. He encourages me to do new things. He's probably listening to this podcast right now. Hello.
Hey, boo.
But, you know, I really do date for marriage because I just date, like, casually, I feel like I'm not valuing myself.
Yeah.
You know, like I want someone who values me and respects me the way a spouse would.
Mm-hmm.
And so that I am able to value and love myself.
I don't understand this generation. I feel like I'm in the wrong generation, honestly. I really feel like I'm in the wrong generation because it's funny because before it was more like we were being forced to be in relationships. You know what I mean? Now I feel like relationships feel like it's so easy to come and break up and start over and break up. And I hate that. I hate that we can't find a medium. Like, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I feel as though if I'm giving you my time, I'm giving you my energy. I'm remembering our anniversaries. I'm remembering our birthdays. If we're going out to dinner. I'm spending money on you. You're spending money on me. We're wasting our time with each other. Yeah, we're dating for a purpose. We're dating for marriage.
But if you're doing that all casually without a purpose, then it's like, what? I'm wasting my time here. If I'm not doing this with my future spouse, then why am I spending
time here? Doing it?
Why am I at this restaurant right now with you?
But like, you know what guys want nowadays? Guys want a girlfriend without the girlfriend title. And let me tell you this. If I'm just talking to a guy, he will never... And I'm saying this from the bottom of my heart, will never get the girlfriend treatment because guys are so used to girls trying their best to jump over hoops so they can be like, oh, well, I'm his girlfriend. Like, I'm a girlfriend. I'm sorry. I'm not that type at all. Like, exactly. I'm low-key mean to you until we're boyfriend and girlfriend, a.k.a. the man hater. Mm-hmm. Like, honestly, like, I feel like you have to know your place. Because, like, I'm to the point where it's like, I'm not even going to move in with you unless we're married because I'm not giving you any wife treatment till we're married. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's the other thing. Like, a lot of, you know, obviously, like, this entire episode, we don't mean to stereotype, but, you know, women have been put in a place where, you know, they've been oppressed by guys, you know?
And centuries.
So, you know, like, we're trying to just bring awareness about issues where... for the most part, women feel like they are valued less or they aren't worth enough. And in that sense, a lot of women are treated like mothers by their boyfriends.
Oh, God, yes.
It's like, I'm not supposed to clean up after you. I'm not going to do your laundry.
And I'm
not
going
cooking
to.
For you.
Like, I'm not going to.
You know, like.
And the problem is, like, I know I'm talking a hard game right now. But when I am in a relationship, I can say that look. We're all women here. Like, it is hard sometimes, like, not being able to do everything that you want to do. Like, mm-hmm. like if I go, like this guy I used to mess with a long time ago. We were just talking, nothing serious. I went to his room. Literally, I started helping him clean.
Oh, no.
And literally, when I got home, I hit myself. And I was like, did I just help this man clean?
No.
Like, have I lost my mind?
Welcome to Watch Mojo. Worst dates ever. Girl, what?
Because look. I'm a type A person.
Uh-huh.
My room is 100% clean all the time.
Same.
I have two agendas. I have two right board calendars.
Don't talk to me about planners.
Let's get into it. No, but that's what I'm saying. So it's like when I'm put in that environment, I'm like, well, let me just help. And then the issue is after that day, then he started doing like girlfriend treatment. And then I was like, okay, this is the problem. This is the problem. You're not going to treat me less than what I deserve.
Yeah.
I don't rush into relationship. That's not what I'm saying either. But at the same time, though, if you give too much, they will take it for granted.
Yeah.
They will take it for granted.
Yeah. If a guy takes you for granted, ladies, if he is like, if he expect, okay, one cooking for him, like cooking dinner, like a few days in a row, or even cooking for him every day. You know, that's fine and all. You are allowed to do that. But if he is just taking it for, if he expects you to do that all the time, every day, if he expects you to take hours out of your day to clean up after him and takes it for granted, that's an issue.
I'm to the point where it's like, if I'm your girlfriend and I like cook you a meal, you should low-key kiss my feet. Cause you know why? Cause I don't have to do it. You're not my husband. You're not the father of my children. I don't have to do any of this. I'm doing this out the kindness of my heart. And in a way, you should respect that even more. But the thing with guys are, they don't think like that. They don't think like me and you. They don't think like how us girls think. They think, oh, okay, so I'm able to not only get what I want, but I can still do other stuff and I can just be like, well, we're not dating, so it doesn't matter. Just don't fall into that, ladies.
Blows my mind how people think like that. It just, it's so upsetting. I saw this one TikTok. It was like, when you realize you're doing what was it? Wife chores on girlfriend salary. And it was like, whoa, girl. Girls,
we have to stop it. Please. I am begging you. I used to be that type though too. Like, and in a way I'm still that type, but like I'm self-aware though at the same time. I'll hit myself and be like, wait a minute, like calm down, like give him what he's giving you. Mm-hmm. And it's so out of my character. Like just in general, I'm really the type of person who I overdo for all my friends, honestly. People who I just be like, I'm the type to like, I never ask for gas money from any of my friends. Like, and I'll drive them everywhere since, like, I've been the car plug since I was 16. Like, I was the first one in my friend group to have a car. So it's like, it's just out of my character to give exactly what I'm given to. Mm-hmm. So it's been like sort of a war between who I am and what I need to be, because I know what I deserve.
Yeah, energy needs to be matched. If it's not matched, you know, stop it.
Stop
find
it.
Someone better, value yourself more than, you know, just being, you know, not being seen as what you are worth.
Exactly.
So I think we got a little bit off topic there.
Oh yes, we did.
Girl, if that, we hope that helped you out a little bit with your whatever your crisis is right now with feeling guilty. Do not feel guilty, girl.
Do you have any last words?
No last words for that question. Do we have one more that we want to cover?
Yes, actually. Let me pull it up. The music.
Alrighty.
Oh, God. Okay. We're going to talk a lot about this one.
Oh, boy.
I'm so weak. Okay. I am new here and haven't been making friends, and I was thinking about moving to my boyfriend's college. Moment of silence.
What did we just say?
Oh, my goodness. You want to start it off?
I mean, okay. Okay. So you haven't been making friends here. All right. So I think this question taken out of context will end up with us being a little bit mean to you, but like also...
No, tough love. Come on, no.
We're here to be brutally honest. We're here to give you advice that is going to be a wake-up call for you.
It's
going to
hurt, but it's going
to
help.
We want it to be a slap in the face in the best way possible, right? So you are not making friends here, all right? You're having issues socializing. That is totally understandable, totally valid. We're not about to be like, just make some friends. Like, it's that easy. Although we did kind of say that in the first episode. Sorry, we're mean. Am I the drama? I don't know if I'm the drama.
I love this. Love this energy.
But, you know, your boyfriend's college. What's in your boyfriend's college besides your boyfriend?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That was a good one.
You know, what we just talked about this, you know, like if you're being held back by your boyfriend in any sense of the word, then that relationship is not good for you. However, I think this question is less about their relationship and more about their college experience. Mm-hmm. Girl, college is all about being uncomfortable. You know?
Oh, yes.
You have to be, you know, you have to be having issues making friends. Like, it's not extremely easy to. Mm. And we're not saying that it is. And we're not going to be like, just go out and make some friends. I just said that. but like, you know, you, in order to find yourself, in order to explore and have your best college experience, you're going to need to an extent, put yourself in uncomfortable situations. Mm-hmm. So I think in the first episode, we were like, hey, go to a cab event. And yes, it's going to be awkward because you're going to get there and you're going to be like, I know nobody here. And, you know, I don't know what kind of events cab throws. Like,
so many different events, like, from art to sports to different types of music, so, to athletes. Like,
yeah. So let's take art, right? Like, you know, you're doing like your event is like tie dyeing shirts, uh-huh, or something. This is just a wild example. Mm-hmm. So you show up to said event. You know nobody there. And you're just kind of standing in a corner and dying. You're doing your little tie dye thing. And you continue to not talk to anyone for the entire hour. Obviously, that's not going to end well because you're going to end up with no friends and just feeling more uncomfortable than ever. Mm-hmm. Try talking to someone. Be like, hey, have I seen you around? Oh, no. Well, I'm new here.
Right.
My name is so-and-so. I live in this dorm or this apartment. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't have a lot of friends here. And, you know, I'm coming to these events to you know, connect with people. Yeah. Or, you know, if the other students who are showing up, like, aren't so friendly, talk to, like, one of the coordinators or who's supervising the thing. Because I'm sure if...
Everybody in cab is great.
Yeah.
I promise you, you'll make friends with our cab exec board, our cab advisor board. Like, everyone's great. Mm-hmm. I promise you.
The moral of the story is, if you want it enough, if you want to make friends badly enough, mm-hmm, you can make friends. It is possible. It is not easy. It is very uncomfortable, but it is possible. So that's my hot take. Mm-hmm. But if you are going back to your boyfriend's college because you are uncomfortable making friends and because you just want to be back with your boyfriend and back to that comfort zone, mm-hmm, then I would say no. As harsh as that sounds.
You are really nice. You are so nice. Because you know what's crazy? You know what's been going around in my head? In my head, I was like, can this girl just be making friends? Like, I don't understand what the issue is.
Oh my gosh, girl.
Look, I'm going to say it nicer, though. Like, I'm going to take a hint from her. Look, girl, I know you're in love. We love love. Love is great, especially with your first love. You feel like you're literally on top of the cloud, mm-hmm, and no one can break you two apart and all, mm-hmm, that. That's great. Since you are 18 years old, your life should not be dependent on any man, because if it starts now, it will continue on for the rest of your life. And you're going to hate yourself for that. And I hate to say it like that, but sometimes you're just going to have to put it on the table like that.
Yeah.
Because this has nothing to do with even making friends anymore. Not even clubs, not even UNCC. Because even if your boyfriend and you switch colleges, you would still want to come back to UNCC. So, like, you get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
This is my issue. This is my hot take. You have to have growth between you. I don't know exactly how this girl and her boyfriend's relationship is, or their dynamic, or maybe he is super clingy, or maybe he's not clingy at all, but there's something off with you. And I'm not saying it in an offensive way, because, girl, let me tell you something. There's something off with me. There's something off with the girl next to me. There's something off with everyone. Nobody is perfect. We've all had issues.
Yeah.
All been through stuff. Like, mm-hmm, I'm a junior. You're a senior.
Yeah.
We have seen a lot of stuff. We have changed as people.
Yeah.
From freshman year to now,
and
if you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah, and I'm sure that there was a point where if I had a boyfriend at a different college and I had the option of transferring to said college and I was uncomfortable making friends, I probably would have done it.
Right,
you know? Because, like, you know, I hadn't been through anything.
And then but this is the problem, though. She'll move to the college, then she'll end up being friends with his friends, then end up doing shit that he wants to do, then end up going to his games, or end up meeting up with his friends, mm-hmm, and, girl, do not do it. I have seen a friend of mine go through that, and it's terrible. When your life is dependent on a guy and then you guys break up,
oh my gosh,
your world literally shatters.
Literally.
And it's crazy. Like, I hate throwing around the word depression a lot and anxiety, because I feel like in our generation, we've used that word overly and not in the right and correct format. Mm-hmm. When there's people who actually deal with it a lot and it's really hard. But like people be like, I have anxiety over a test, and they make it 80. Like, I hate stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, no.
Like, I have anxiety. Like, girl, you don't have anxiety every single day. Like, you are fine. You're just nervous.
Normalizing the words for serious mental disorders is kind of not the way to go.
Oh my God, yes. Just say you're nervous. It's not a big deal.
Yeah, like, don't be like, I'm OCD because like I like to arrange my bookshelf. Like, girl, no, you're not.
Alphabetical order, like, you're not special, sis. But oh my God, your life is going to be dependent on this man. And let me tell you something, guys, you can love a man and that's great, love him, make him your everything, but it's not going to work out at the end. It's never going to work out. If you make a man your everything, it will not work out in your favor, ladies.
Literally. Okay, I love what you're saying here, because basically, if you transfer to your boyfriend's college and then again, do everything that he wants to do, hang out with his friends, do only his hobbies, live with him, blah, 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 you know, you're not going to have a personality. I'm sorry.
Your personality is a relationship, and that's not okay.
Yeah, you're going to pull up. Somehow you will arrange like a girl's night with your girlfriends, and you're going to go out to a restaurant. The entire time you're just going to be talking about your boyfriend, and you do not want to be that girl.
You do not. I hate, like, let me tell you something. I have stopped being friends with when they become that type of person. I don't play that.
If your personality is changing when you're in a relationship, this is another point. If your personality changes when you're single versus when you're in a relationship, you're not ready for a relationship.
You're not ready for a relationship. Let's get into it. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I'm actually like, let me tell you this. Like, growing up, I was never allowed to date in high school. And I never even had my first boyfriend in high school. Like,
same.
Like, my mom did not play that. We never played that. Mm-hmm. Honestly, it's funny. I could have snuck around, but I didn't even dare try it because my mom trained me to the point, and honestly, me and my mom we be arguing, but I'm not gonna lie, she be giving me some hits sometimes with some of the things she says. When you prioritize like dating at such a young age, when you become older, you feel like you need to be in a relationship. Like, you'll start shaking, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
When girls start dating when they're 12, and then they have a boyfriend when they're 12, and then when they're 15, when they're 60, it's like, damn, by 18, you have 6 different boyfriends. And that, for what reason?
Yeah, and that goes on to the point of not having a personality. You are not going to know yourself single. You are not going to feel comfortable single. Like, it's different being single and being like, oh, I wish I had a boyfriend, versus being single and being like, I do not know who I am. Mm-hmm. And then just rushing into another relationship to just like cover that up or suppress it. You know?
This is the girl, please do not move to your boyfriend's college. You're not going to be happy. At first, you're going to have short-time happiness. And short-time happiness can even be 2, 3, 4, 5 years. But do you feel like long-term that is something you're willing to do to yourself?
Long-term, yeah. Would you rather feel uncomfortable for a few instances now and put yourself in uncomfortable situations to make a group of friends? Or would you rather go back and settle with your boyfriend in that comfort zone and stay there for the rest of your life? Stay in that little bubble, never leave that bubble for the rest of your life. And for the rest of your life, when you have to go out and feel uncomfortable, you're not going to know how to do it. Because now you're in college. College is when you have to feel uncomfortable and do all these uncomfortable things.
Oh my God. You're only uncomfortable for 1 month. And that's not, like, I promise you, after that 1 month hurdle of going to events, meeting new people in class, just texting people, I promise you, you're going to make, UNCC is going to become your new home.
Mm-hmm.
Freshman year, I never took advantage of all the amazing things our school really offers. Like, on some real stuff, UNCC is actually one of the best schools in North Carolina.
Yeah.
And I'm not just saying that because I go here. I swear, I promise, it's not because I go here. I know it sounds so biased, but I promise. No, like, we have so many different events. Everyone here is so kind. Charlotte is in the city. Uptown Charlotte can be any downtown or uptown place in North Carolina. You just have to get through that uncomfortable stage, sweetie.
And it is important to feel uncomfortable. We're using the word uncomfortable a lot, but it's so important. Like, I would not have the friend group I had. I would not have the boyfriend I have. I would not have the relationships that I have right now if I did not make myself uncomfortable.
Right.
You know, like getting out of a toxic relationship and then finding myself okay, I got broken up with on Valentine's Day over text at 10 p.m. And let me tell you, that was hard.
Oh, my God.
And then, like, you know, for like, I was single for a while, you know, and I had to grapple with that. But I was able to find myself over COVID.
I love that.
Exactly. And now I value myself to a point where now I'm with a guy who actually respects me, and I will not settle for anything less. You know?
You know, it's funny. I see this, you know, this thing that we've always, of us girls have always questioned other girls about, is about, would you rather cry at the bus stop or cry in the Maserati? Mm-hmm. Let me tell you, ladies, something. I'm not crying either way.
Yeah.
Like, y'all really feel like that's your only two options in this world, to be with a good man, but he has nothing, or be with a terrible human being, but he gives you the world. You can find a medium, ladies.
You can. You can find what you deserve.
I know it's hard. It's definitely hard, but you have to go and find it. We are in college. Do not, honestly, if you start dating in college, let it just happen organically. Let it just happen in a flow. Mm-hmm. Don't feel like you need to date someone in college. We are 18, like, we're 18 to 22, 23. That's the average,
right? We're grown.
You feel me? But even though we're grown, we're still so young. Because when you think about it, 22 out of our whole life is low-key nothing.
Yeah, that's true.
Not even one-third.
Thank you for giving me an existential crisis.
Like, we haven't even experienced one-third of our life, but you want to settle down with a guy for the rest of your life?
Literally.
What? Let me tell you something. Why? Let me tell y'all something.
Why would you settle at 18 with a guy when you haven't seen the rest of the world?
Almost nothing silence. Else to say, honestly. What else is there to say?
It's quiet.
Because what else is there to really say, though, honestly?
Nothing.
Girl, I think you know what she needs to do.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. It's not COVID, guys. I promise. It's just something in my throat. Okay. Girl, this is advice. This is advice. Go to a restaurant. Maybe Chili's. I love Chili's. Maybe Applebee's.
We love Chili's.
Yeah, love Chili's. Texas Mexican. But I think you need to go sit down by yourself. I think...
Oh, my gosh.
You need to go to the rec center by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I think you should go to events. I think you should join clubs. You can still join clubs. It's still open. Like we said, there's over 300 clubs on campus. If you want something, it is at UNCC. And if there's not, make your own club. I promise you.
Mm-hmm.
Go to the cafeteria by yourself.
Literally.
Go to... Girl... I promise you, it's terrible. It sucks making new friends. I know, like, me and her seem like the type that, like, we're so great. Like, we can probably make friends so easily. It sucks making new friends. Like, I was in my class today. Last week. Like, I was in my class last week. And I literally started making friends with these people. Now we're, like, bestest friends right now. Like, we text in the group chat every day. Not even about school anymore. And you know why? I tapped her. I said, wow, like, you look so great. Like, let's get into it. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It can start off with a compliment. You can tap someone and be like, you look great. Conversation there. Or just ask for people. People are not weird anymore. If you ask for someone Instagram, they don't really care because it's Instagram. It's not like your phone number.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just try. Please. Like,
yeah. Like, please. Girl, if you are not putting in any effort at all, please try to put in some effort, please, for us.
And I promise you, like, if someone's mean to you, because I know there's a lot of, let me tell you something about girls. Girls are mean.
Yeah.
Like, girls are so mean. There's this one, oh my God, there was this one time I was in class. This was my freshman year. And that's why I didn't really make that many friends freshman year. Because, like, honestly, after that experience too, I was like, yeah, I'm not talking to anybody. Like, I don't really care. Like, let me just do this more by myself.
Oh, no.
This girl, I tapped her. And I was like, oh, hey, like, how are you? She just said, hey. And I was like, okay, let me try again. And I was like, you look so great today. She literally looked at me and said, like, honestly, like, I know you're trying to, like, talk to me. But honestly, I really don't want to, like, talk to anyone in this class. I just want to be by myself. And I guess I respected the fact that she was honest. But, like,
ouch.
You know, ouch. It hurt. It hurt.
Yeah.
Didn't even know her, but it hurt like hell. Like,
yeah. No, literally.
But don't let any bad experience force you not to live your best life.
Precisely. Mm-hmm. I think, yeah, no, literally take our advice on this. Try putting in some effort, you know, like, you know, at least try.
Just try. Don't, like, even if it doesn't work out in a month, please just still don't move it to your boyfriend's college. You're going to regret it in 10 years.
Oh, yeah. No,
you
long
will
term,
so regret it.
Long term, it's not good for you. Short term, make uncomfortable decisions. Grow, evolve. Growth is uncomfortable, but you have to do it.
Growth is... you know what? I'm about to change my Instagram bio to that. Growth is uncomfortable.
It is, though. Like, you know...
Actually, my birthday is coming up. I make that my caption. Oh. Low-key, you know, 21, 21, 21.
No way. Love that. But yeah, I think we've gotten quite a bit off topic.
Yes.
we've been talking for about 40 minutes.
Oh, really? Wow. Yeah. I think maybe we should leave off on growth is uncomfortable.
Growth is uncomfortable, but you got to do it. You got to do what you got
to
do.
You have to.
It is what it is.
Forget high school. Let me tell y'all something. You know it's cute when high school teachers are like, you'll remember high school for the rest of your life. Bro, forget high school. I don't even remember high school in all reality. College is what you will never forget for the rest of your life. Forget of high school, your 9 o'clock curfew. College is what's you're going to remember college for the rest of your life.
You get
to not waste it.
You get to make your own decisions. So are those decisions going to be ones where you get to stay the same or where you evolve into a better person?
Love that. Like, love that energy.
Yeah.
We are not the same people we are 2 years ago. We're not even the same people 2 weeks ago in all reality.
Exactly.
And I just feel as though if you can just grow a little bit without your significant other, and no offense, I can tell that I really do believe that you need that. Like not even because I'm judging you, because girl, I promise you I've been in the same space. It is okay. But at the same time though, I can understand, but it's not an excuse anymore. And that has been my quote for the past 3 months. It has made me really cut off people and make me feel like a better person. Cause it's like, I'm a psych major. Like, I internalize people's problems. Like, I'm such an empathetic person to the point where if someone's crying, I'll start crying. Cause I'm like, oh my God, like, girl, like, I can understand. But now I'm at the point where I feel like I finally matured to now saying like, okay, I can cry with you. I can understand why you did what you did, but it's not an excuse and you shouldn't have done it, period.
Period.
You know? All right.
I think we made some progress today.
Great progress.
But, you know, we're absolutely not being mean. We're just giving you honest advice.
Honest advice.
This is our unsolicited, honest advice. Zero filter.
Zero filter.
This is Chinma and Simran. And we'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.